Here in the U.S., we've gone over the fiscal cliff, but there's still a chance to pull back. We'll have more on the House vote in a minute. But in Greece, they toppled years ago. The country's entering its sixth straight year of recession. The economic hammer is coming down on everything, including sports. Budget cuts have forced two local soccer teams to take unusual steps. The BBC's Mark Lowen reports.
The beautiful game has a colourful new backer. Pink, in fact, the fetching shirts now worn by Voukafalas FC, an amateur club in the central Greek city of Larissa. Marked in red is the team's proud sponsor, Villa Erotica. In tough times, who else to turn to but the local brothel? For matches, the team has to wear darker colours, but they're still allowed the sponsor's logo. The coach, Yanis Batsiolas, insists plenty of Greek men use brothels and that football is full of much shadier sponsors.
When we see that in professional football they advertise betting companies or alcohol, I think that it's more immoral than a sex house that most of us have visited because it's a human need. I'm very proud that the woman that owns these sex houses help us to make our dreams come true. Our football team to be healthy economically and to play football.
Out of pure professional curiosity, I paid a visit to the charitable brothel.
So I've arrived at the infamous Villa Erotica. There's a first time for everything, so let's go inside and take a look. True to form, it's bathed in red light. There are gold gilded mirrors and scarlet walls. And then downstairs is the suite. There's a private jacuzzi, a minibar, sparkly ceiling, a multicoloured light. Two girls already in place. And where are you from?
Romania.
I never quite expected to be recording inside a brothel, but then this job takes you to weird and wonderful places.
Sula Alavridou is the brothel owner and the philanthropist.
I love Greece and I like helping young people. This brothel is legal. I created this business and now I want to help. Why shouldn't I do it? The government doesn't give money for sports, for education or anything. So why shouldn't the poor football team come to me to make ends meet?
But in the local sports cafe, Marios Spiratos, the head of the Larissa Football Union, tells me selling sex should be left out of sport.
It's not acceptable to promote prostitution. Many of the football players is under 18. We know that prostitution is a part of life, but we think it's not the right lifestyle for young athletes, especially the amateur football players.
On a rain-soaked pitch in the next-door town of Trikala, another cash-strapped team, another unlikely patron. These players sport a sombre black shirt with a big purple cross emblazoned on the front. Their sponsor, the local undertaker.
Standing on this rainy, muddy field, watching a team that now depends on a funeral parlour, you can't help but think how far this country has fallen. Just 8 years ago, Greece hosted the Olympics and was crowned the football champion of Europe. Now, sports teams are having to resort to desperate measures to survive.
Midfielder Haris Bakoyanis tells me he's not put off by his team's new morbid strip.
The most important is that our opponents have fear of us because of the cross. Actually, I like it. Because it's something that no one ever has made. And we are famous now, I suppose.
A goal for the funereal footballers. Perhaps the cross brings luck. At an amateur and national level, deep spending cuts have left Greek sport facing a bleak future. But here at least, two teams have been spared. And in the process, a little extra custom is drummed up for the undertaker and the madam.
That report from the BBC's Mark Lowen. OK, back to the US. Just ahead, why is Marco Rubio releasing statements today? What happens tomorrow to your taxes? We will go back to climb up with our repelling equipment, the fiscal cliff, in 30 seconds, here and now.